by the time you hear this, I will have done stand-up. There you go. There's fucking worse ways to start a podcast. Fucking hell. I wish I could do that again. I wish I could do the whole fucking thing again, but I can't. Because I've hit record and I've got a rule. When I hit record, I just fucking keep going. So that's me. I've done stand-up by the time you're hearing this. I've done stand-up. It's Sunday right now, okay? These come out on a Tuesday, but on Monday night, I will have been at the Tenants Laughter Lounge and I'll have done my first 5 minutes of stand-up. I've got another gig booked after that, right? In Hamilton, right? I think it's the 17th of December. But I'll tell you more about that on the week after, because I might be phoning them up and going, I'm not doing that anymore. I fucking went up there and died on my arse, so I don't really feel like doing it twice. But I'm going to do both of them. I definitely am going to do both of them, do you know what I mean? But my first one's on Monday, and I have my 5 minutes, which, to be fair, probably wasn't 5 minutes when I started. So this is the way I've been doing this, right? I've been going through the old, I've told you this before, but the podcast, like, I've been going through the podcast and I've been downloading them, the scripts, and I've been turning them into wee kind of short story things and all that, and I'll put a book out of them eventually. I'm thinking about putting them out in years, so I'm like, fucking years, do you know what I mean? Like, a fucking years full of podcasts and a book for you to read, fuck me. I mean, like, well, it is years, it'd be episodes 001 to 052, and that would be like volume one. And it's like a wee story for every single thing. Some of them are like a page and then some of them are a lot longer, right? But I was looking through that and I picked out the one. I don't know if you remember this, but I picked out the one that I said, I want to say it's in episode 7007, right? And it was the story about me doing the talk about ghosts in primary five. That's going to be my first bit, right? Now, when I wrote that, when I downloaded the thing, it was 4,000 words. When I put 4,000 words into Google, that said that was 20 minutes. And I was like, I can't fucking do 20 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, I can't do 20 minutes because I've only got five. So I went through and I started deleting loads of stuff out of it and trying to make it tighter than that. And I don't know. I haven't really, it's not that I haven't practiced it. I've pressed go on a stopwatch and I've fucking rattled on to see how long it lasts and that. But I don't know. I really don't know how it will go. I was talking to a couple of people about it and they were saying about the best thing to do is like write it down the way you would say it and then like have a pause after every bit where you expect a laugh. Even if you don't get a laugh, you should just wait. Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I think I'm just going to need to go up and do it and just see what fucking happens. Do you know what I mean? So that'll be it. It'll nearly be 2 years I've been threatening that I'm going to do it, and I am. That's me. I'm fucking 100% booked in, and it's done. That's it, finished now. So that's fucking, that's been quite a fucking year. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm honest, because my EP just came out, that came out today. It's fucking out today, December the 1st, folks. That's it. So Seemingly Meaningless is now out, right? And it's only been out for about fucking 2 hours. I've done a couple of posts about it and stuff like that. And we'll just see how it goes, mate. But I think that's, it's not that I think that's, right, here's the other thing I'm going to say, right? I know this, Confessions of a Walrus Chaser podcast. This is the only fucking place you'll ever get the truth from me. That's the only place you'll get the 100% gospel truth from me. And it's true as I fucking know. A lot of times I just make stuff up and then I've made it up years ago and I've said it to myself so long that it is true. Do you know what I mean? Like my shoe size. I'm a size 12. I'm a size 10. Do you know what I mean? So it's like that sort of thing. And the reason I'm telling you that is for this, right? The Seemingly Meaningless EP will be right now, the way I feel, right? It's the last music I'll ever put out under the guise of Tragic O'Hara. That's it. That's me done with that whole thing under the guise of Tragic O'Hara. Everything else is going to be fucking tragic. I had to message the Tenants folk and go, don't use my real name. Please don't use my real name. Just fucking put me up. Tragic. Do you know what I mean? And there was a bit of me that thought, what if I wore a red nose? What if I just painted a little bit of my nose and that was it? I was like a clown. Tragic O'Hara. It does sound like a bit of a clown's name. Do you know what I mean? The reason I'm telling you that is because there is going to be a newsletter coming out next week from the Eggman. That's what's going to happen. I've written it. I've written the newsletter and it's going out, right? But for this bit will be the bit where I tell the truth. But see, everybody else, it's fucking the Eggman's the fucking Eggman. Do you know what I mean? So he's taking over my... Right now, he's taking over my newsletters, So he's, when you hear anything through the newsletter, that'll be the Eggman that's talking to you. And the Eggman's decided that we shouldn't be doing music. The music should be finished. We shouldn't be doing that. There's no money in music, the Eggman says. The Eggman's like, there's fucking nothing in it. And he's been talking to the Penguin, to Elementary, and Elementary's been saying, the money's in the fucking book, mate. You know what I mean? And the Eggman's like, well, I don't know why he keeps pissing about with this fucking music thing. Do you know what I mean? So that's what's going to happen. That's me done. But this is the thing, right? This is going to sound fucking mental, right? It's going to sound fucking mental. But you know what? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Because if this is you just realising that I've got something fucking seriously fucking wrong with me, then what the fuck have you been doing? Do you know what I mean? You've just been pressing play and staring off into space thinking about dolphins. Like, that's the thing, right? Like, so what's going to happen is this, see, any music I do from now on, it's not going to be me, it's going to be Eggman. Eggman's going to make my music from now on. I'm not going to do the tragic thing anymore. I'm going to be Eggman. The tragic thing's only going to be the rest of the stuff. But the music, I just don't want to do it like that anymore. So Eggman's going to be writing music from now on, and that's going to be, I think that's what I'm going to do. And then what I'm going to do is, this is going to sound fucking mad. This is years down the line, by the way. This is like fucking, like 2 years, 3 years down the line, I'm thinking, because obviously I've got fucking problems. But like, that's what the Eggman's going to release music, right? And I'm going to sing it, but it's, my voice is going to change. And what I'm thinking about doing is, in this newsletter, tell the story of how basically Eggman takes over my entire fucking life and then adopts my music career and takes all that from me, because I don't know what I'm doing with it. I've had it basically in my head, I've had the ball for this long, right? And I've been running with it, and the whole time Eggman's been going, you're fucking this up, you don't know what you're doing, you're good at drawing the pictures, but you're not good at letting people know about them. I can't sell it the way he sells it. That's the line in the newsletter that's coming out. He can't sell it the way I sell it. That's what it is. The Eggman's taking on a fucking brand new life of his own. And then all the other characters, this is what I'm doing. I'm fucking, it's going to turn into this. It's the Walrus. That's what it is. This is the story of the Walrus, and Eggman's fucking calling the show. So he's going to be doing my podcasts from now on. Not my podcasts. He's not going to be doing my podcasts. He's going to be doing my newsletters. I'm still going to be doing all this sort of shit. I think it's the best way to be, because, listen, go and listen to that EP, right? Go and listen to it, right? See the second song. So these are the names of the songs, right? Bleed. I wrote Bleed about Kim Kardashian. That's the fucking God's honest truth. I was in my garage. This is the truth, man. I was in my garage, right? Going fucking nuts about something. This was years ago, man, because I hadn't even moved into the proto workshop before I've got this workshop. Do you know what I mean? It was the proto workshop. I was in the garage and something happened. I can't remember what it was. Some fucking thinking about my newsfeed, and some Kardashian person had done some sort of thing, and I went fucking tits about it. I was that angry about it, I can't even remember what it is that they fucking done, right? But I wrote that whole song about that, and how this idea of fame and how, like, it's fucking toxic, man. It's just this horrible thing. Like, people are like famous for being fucking famous. And I was like, fuck this. So I wrote that song about that. The second song, this is the one that I mean, right? The second song on it, Gone, that's going to be the single. I've got a load of emails that I'm going to send out. This is the other bit that I'm thinking, because I don't know whether or not I'm going to use Eggman to do my PR. But what I was thinking is, if I sign all the letters Eggman, it might not work. Whereas I've started writing stuff in my book where I've been calling him, his name's Harold Eggman, and it's I-G-H-M-I-N, Eggman, Harold Eggman, who eventually becomes Eggman. And then, this is fucking, I fucking know, it turns out I'm mental, it turns out I'm fucking crazy. So what had happened was, I'm going to unzip this, the fucking Eggman becomes Eggman. So I don't know, I'm still fucking talking about that, but I'm going to start with the newsletters, right? That song, Gone, is the single. That's going to go out to the fucking PRA radio folk. I'm going to figure out how to touch them. I'm going to figure out how to get in touch with them, not touch them. That's probably the worst way to get in radio, do you know what I mean? Maybe, but for films, don't want to talk about that. So fucking, like, where the fuck was I talking about? Eggman. So Harold Eggman, I've totally lost myself now. That song Gone, I wrote when I was 25, 24, 25, right? And then I changed the lyrics like about 6 months ago to another thing that's to do with another thing that happened, which is quite an autobiographical thing, which is the bit I don't want to do anymore. I don't want to do the autobiographical thing unless it's in comedy. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like when I'm singing the songs, it's just, oh, it's really sad. Oh, it's a shame for him. So it's, something bad must have happened to him. Whereas when fucking, when you're like, when I'm doing comedy, because I'm going to be fucking doing it, like when I'm doing comedy, you get to say something that's really fucking sad and then joke about it and then like make a fucking, like dig it in the elbow and go, oh, how funny is this, and take a piss out of it, sort of thing. So that's where I'm going, right? I'm not going to tell you any more about the other songs. You and View, that's what they're called. That's seemingly meaningless. That's it. That's that whole, I think that's me. I mean, it's been fucking 10, 18 years, man. It's been 18 years and I'm just kind of at the bit where I'm like, I don't really want to do it like that anymore. I just want to fart about and change my voice and do different things. Do you know what I mean? And kind of that's where I'm at with that fucking thing. Why the fuck am I telling you about this? So the library thing happened last week as well, last Monday, which went really good, I think. I filmed it. So it was my mate Stuart Hodge, right, who I've done a couple of podcasts with before. He does loads of stuff. He's working with F1 right now, I think, Formula One. But anyway, not that I know anything about that. I don't fuck all about cars. The only thing I know about the Formula One thing that stuck with me was this, right, and I think I've told you this before. It was a guy, Dougie Potter, told me, when Formula One race drivers are going to crash, they tell them to look at the road. Don't look at where you want the solid brick wall. Don't look at that, because that's where you'll go. That's the only thing I know about Formula One, is when they crash, they tell them, look for the fucking road. That's where you want to be. Look where you want to be in life, is what the fucking thing says. Let me take a drink of tea. Ah, I just spilled that in my knee and I fucking bumped myself. Jesus, fuck. Fucking hell. Ow, Jesus, fuck it. That's the first time that's happened. 93 episodes in and it's the first time I've been mortally wounded doing a podcast. Let me take this jacket off as well. I get this jacket covered in fucking paint, man. Covered the paint. Let me tell you this story, right? So, no, have I said I was going to do one day on, one day off of the special herbs and spices? I made it to Wednesday. And I was listening back to the podcast, because that's what, obviously, I tell you that, I do that all the time, but I was listening back to the podcast and I was thinking, I wonder if there's any wee bits in there I can pull out and I can use for this time that I do stand-up on Monday. And fucking, I was listening back to it, and it said, I said, I'm going to do one day on, one day off. And at the time, I was fucking, at the time, I've got my game gear out, I'm like, and I'm fucking, 2 days, 2 fucking days you made it, man. Right, anyway, I was, Friday, I go to the butcher's, right, that's the day I go to the, I do the big shop on a Thursday, right, I do a big shop on the Thursday, and then I clean the fridge, and I clean the house, and I do all that with my good lady wife. That's what the two is doing on a Thursday, right? On a Friday, I go and do the butcher run. I go to the butcher's, and when I went to the, before I went to the butcher's, I was like, ah, right, Saturday night, we're going out to the pictures with the family. Sunday night, we've got a Christmas concert with my eldest youngling, which I'm afraid I'm going to fucking cry at, probably, because he's singing, and there'll be a bit of me that's like, it's the fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Well, listen, if you can, that's a fairly normal thing, surely. Like, if your child does something that you're proud of, you would be proud of them. That's a fairly normal thing to do, unless you're an actual fucking head case. Do you know what I mean? So, like, fucking, what was I talking about? So that was, again, I'm like, no special herbs and spices that day. That's the fucking last thing I'm going to do, is turn up at, do you know what I mean? Like, turn up at the Christmas concert like that, fucking eyes knocking together. And then on Monday, I won't do it at all, because I've got the stand-up thing, and I think the fucking worst thing I could do is get up on stage full of special herbs and spices and be like, because I don't do the podcast special herbs and spiced up. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't fucking know where I'll go. And I know if I've got 5 minutes and I get distracted by something, I'm on to fucking plums, do you know what I mean? So before I left for the butchers, I can't roll. I need to use a wee rolling machine. And I was talking to my mate about it, and he's like, listen, son, the only way you're ever going to be able to roll is if you fucking practice rolling. That's it. That's how you do it. And I was like, fuck, all right, man. So before I went to the butchers, I rolled one, right? And I'm not very good at rolling. And this thing was like a tampon. It was fucking huge. It was about the width of my finger, this thing. And when I was putting it in my wee, I've got these wee single cases that will hold little fucking things of special herbs and spices. I was trying to find a nice way to say it. A pre-roll, I'll hold it in that, right? And I was looking at it before I left the house, and I said to my good lady wife, I was like, I'm only going to do half of this, I think, because it's fucking huge, and I'll no longer be the same person after this, do you know what I mean? So I went to the butcher's, right? With the last of my birthday millions, right? That'll be about 3 weeks now. And I still had some money left over from people who'd bought me, like, they'd gave me things, like, gave me a card with money in it and stuff like that. Because that's what happens at your birthday sometimes. If you're not a prick, if you've got friends and relatives, I suppose, they give you stuff. If you're a prick, you'll get fuck all. Apart from messages on Facebook where people go, oh, it's really great, you're a year older. That's probably the only thing you would get. So when I went to the butcher's, not how we usually buy two steaks because we don't do the takeaway thing anymore. Holy fuck, man, I walked in there and there was a huge big slab of T-bone. Like a big fucking thing, a bit of a cow. That's what it was, like with the T-bone. I don't know what part of the cow. I was watching a thing the other day, came up my Facebook. Someone complained because they got a bit of bacon, right? They got a bit of bacon and it had a pig's nipple attached to it. And they were shocked and appalled at the fact that this belly bacon that they get, because that's where it comes from, right, had a nipple on it. They were like, oh, how the fuck have I meant to eat this? It's made of pig. Like, fucking, I know, that's how it fucking works, man. So there was this big bit of T-bone cow bit there, and I ordered all the stuff, and I'd just written down on my list, I was like, two steaks, and the woman went like that, what type of steak? Because usually we'll go, there's loads of different types of steak, do you know what I mean? You've got your rump steak, you've got your pope's eye, you've got your sirloin, fucking love it, man, do you know what I mean? Usually I'll get a pope's eye or a sirloin, but I said, is that T-bone? She's like, certainly is T-bone. I was like, give me fucking two of them then, right? And I didn't know how much they would be, I just thought, last of the birthday millions, who's giving a fuck, man? 30 quid. 30 quid for two T-bone steaks. I am telling you this right fucking now, worth every penny. Holy fuck. Holy fuck, I've never ate anything like it. It was unfucking real. And the whole time I was eating it, I was going, this would have been £60 in a restaurant. The whole time, every mouthful, I'd be like, that'd have been a fiver. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking loving it. So I went to the park, right? Went to the butcher's, walked around the park, took out my special herbs and spices, and smoked half. I had half of them, right? And then what happened was the school came out, the fucking secondary school came out. So I had to then walk by all these fucking young whippersnappers, man, reeking of the fucking special herbs and spices. And then I decided to walk the long way home. And when I was walking the long way home, there's this bridge, right? And in my head, I was like that, maybe I could fucking, I've got a pet, I've always carrying something where I can write my name on things, right? And I picked up, I've got this, it was a red mop. It's not a fucking red mop anymore. I took it out and I started writing my name and I was squeezing too hard. And what happened was it fucking exploded, man. And if you have a look at my jacket, look at that. Look at all that fucking red paint all over my jacket. It now looks as if I meant it. Like that, it looks as if I bought it that way. And then when that happened, I was like, fuck it. And I just smoked the rest of that thing and went home. And that was it. Why the fuck am I telling you this? How the fuck did I get rid of this thing? Fuck knows, man. What was I talking about? The library. I was at the fucking library, right? Doing the thing with Stuart. So there was about 10 people there and I filmed it and stuff and people asked questions and I answered it and all that sort of thing. And one of the people came up to me after it and said, you could start a cult. That's what they said. You could start a cult. And I was like, you think so? And they're like, I could just imagine everybody sitting around you cross-legged with you telling them all this fucking stuff and all that. So you could definitely start a cult. And then I thought, there's never been one that's ended well, though. Like, has there? There's never been a cult that's ended well. The only cults that have ever ended well have eventually became religions, do you know what I mean? But, like, the fucking... Like, that whole... What do you call him? Jim Jones? Like, he fucking poisoned everybody in his cult, do you know what I mean? And we don't know how Scientology will end. Like, we have no fucking idea how that's going to end, but it's not going to be pleasant, do you know what I mean? It's not going to be a pleasant fucking ending. Like, because it's... Like, I can't watch anything with Tom Cruise in it because he annoys me that much because of the Scientology thing. Because I'm like, these are all a bunch of fucking head cases, man. And then that guy was just a fucking science fiction writer. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, I'm about 3 books away from fucking being that guy. Do you know what I mean? Like that's the trajectory I'm heading, a fucking cult. And then I've got that mad symbol and all that. It's like, fucking hell, it is a bit culty, the cult of Walrus. It's not like fucking... It's actually quite good, isn't it? The cult of Walrus. I've said that before, but I don't want to use that because it does sound a bit fucking like, oh, come on in here and take your clothes off. That's the thing you need to do if you're going to be in this cult. You need to take your clothes off. Really sorry about that, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit fucking mad. So after that, I was like, right, cool, this is what I'm... It's a fucking good thing, do you know what I mean? So the library went really well, so it did. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to keep the footage of that, but I want to do more. Like, I'm planning one in Glasgow, in Blitzkrieg, which is my mate Tony's shop. So I need to wait to find out, like, a date for that. But I don't really want to do it this side of the year because I've got fucking hunters on. And I'd rather do it next side of the year so that I've got time to, like, promote it and, like, fucking do something for it and all that sort of thing. And I was going to say to... sorry, I just pure burped there. I apologise, man. I was going to say to Panda to do the questions because I thought that'd be quite a good fucking... thing, do you know what I mean? Because he was one of the guys that I thought, when I first started writing the books, when I first started writing the guide, he was one of the first people that I sent a bit of it to. I don't really know how it came about. I just fucking sent it to him. And I was like, I think I'd just done his podcast. And I was like, fucking read this and tell me what you think. And then I deleted all that because, like, about a year later, I met him and he's like, how's the book going? I was like, fuck it, that thing you've read is in the bin. Like, it's all fucking gone. He was like, really? And he says, oh God, I binned the whole fucking thing, man. I started again, do you know what I mean? Let me take a drink of tea. So we went to the pictures last night. That's what happened. We went to the pictures last night and we went to see that Red One. I've watched 3 Scream films in one day yesterday. I had a day of nothing, man. Just sitting in the couch, like, going, why the fuck am I doing this? And I watched 3 Scream films. Like, 1, 2, and 3, obviously, in that order. And then we went out. I watched 4 films yesterday. That's fucking mental. Like, to be able to sit and watch that. That's like 6 hours of my life. I've given 3 fucking... I've given 5 hours to Wes Craven and then that Red One, which was great, man. Like, as far as... Like, I fucking hate Christmas films. I fucking hate them. I hate them so much. And my good lady wife watches these fucking Hallmark pish fucking Christmas films where it's like, the dad's always dead. That's always what happens, man. The fucking dad's dead. He's been dead for ages. He probably died at Christmas and now it's like fucking a year later and it's going to be a magical Christmas, but they're always thinking about this fucking dead guy. Like, that's what it's always something fucking traumatic that happens at the start. It's just fucking Bambi. Like, that's all it is. That's all these Christmas films are. I can't be fucked to them. They need explosions. That's what they need, which is why I quite like that fucking Red One. But I went into this pictures, right? Went into the cinema last night. Well, I tell you what one I was at. I will tell you. I was at that Showcase. That's my favourite of all the cinemas around here because the seats are really big and they go back the way. Do you know what I mean? They've got the wee button that you push and they go back the way. So I like that, pictures. But when I was in, it was the busiest I've seen a fucking cinema in I don't know how long. Like, it's fucking... Usually if we go with the kids, it's during the day. Then we'll go in the afternoon or something like that. But because we were meeting up with friends and family... No, it was just family. It was just... There was no friends there. I don't like any of them. They're all fucking assholes. Not really. They're friends. No, they're not friends. They're family. It was a family we met with, right? And I was standing in the queue. The queue for the popcorn was a fucking... It was a mass of fucking bodies everywhere, right? And I was standing there and it was just... There was no fucking rhyme or reason for it, right? And I was getting more and more frustrated because I was like, I don't know where the queue ends. I don't know where the queue fucking starts. It's just loads of people fucking bumping elbows. I've got 2 younglings that are going like, can I get the biggest fucking thing? And I'm like, no, can you fuck? You can't get the biggest thing. You'll be fucking wild all the way through this, man. So eventually it got to the point where I was just getting so fucking angry that my good lady wife turns around to me and goes like, what is it you're getting? I goes, I don't know what I'm fucking getting. I'm standing in a fucking queue. And then honestly... They parted like the Red Sea. See, as soon as I swore, see, as soon as I went like that, fuck's sake, the whole fucking, everybody just fucking moved, man. And then a guy went like that, what can I get you? I was like, large fucking salted popcorn and a large drink, mate. What do you want? And then that was it. But I swore. And while I was doing it, I was like, oh, fuck. That reminds me, there was a story 3 episodes ago, right, about me going to Asda and learning my lesson, right, about... It was another night we were at the pictures. We didn't have kids though, and it was me and my good lady wife were going to the somewhere, and we went into Asda, right? And we're going into Asda, and I was looking at books, like not books for reading, like books for drawing. And I had a job on that I was doing, and it was something to do with cross stitching, right? And I needed to get squared paper so that I could draw in where everything was going to be, and then I'd cross stitch it. I fucking know cross stitching. That I was up to 4 o'clock in the morning one time trying to finish this thing for this cross stitching thing. That's what happened, right? My MO is just telling people, oh, I could do that cross stitch all the time and then having to fucking figure it out. I don't do that as much anymore because it's fucking hard work, man. Do you know what I mean? Trying to figure out how to do a thing in one night. So I'd bought this squared paper and I'd went up to the till and it wouldn't scan because there wasn't a barcode on it. And the person came up to me and said, could you just go back and get one with a barcode on it? And I was like, fuck, all right. So then I went to the bit with the books and I looked and there was none there with the squared paper. It was only the lined paper, but they were the same price. So I picked up a lined paper one. I was like, this is the only one I could find. She goes, oh, no, I can't do that because it needs to be the squared paper one. Is there no barcodes? I was like, there's nothing there. And she's like, I'm really sorry, I can't sell you that. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You can't sell me that. What do you mean you can't sell me that? And she's like, I can't sell you it because it's not got a barcode. I don't get it. There's a bar. What do you mean you can't sell it? It's in your fucking shop. It's in your shop, right? Somebody somewhere put it in the fucking shop and that's the last one. Like, what the fuck? Can you not just fucking scan that one and I'll buy that one? And they're like, no, I can't do that. I was like, what the fuck do you mean you can't fucking do it? It sounds like you just don't want to do that. It sounds like you don't want to do it because you sent me to fucking sort the problem. So I end up going mental. I fucking go nuts, which is usually fucking, not now, but I used to go absolutely fucking nuts at people. Here's a story, man. I think my eldest might have been 2 or 3 at the time, man. We were at a farm park. And there was a big fence around these big, massive, inflatable pillow things. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Like, and it's like a bouncy castle and people jump up and down on it and stuff, right? So I'm standing outside on the fence, like leaning over the fence. All the parents are around this thing and there's one wee boy who's about twice the age of my eldest at the time, being a total fucking dickhead, man. Just trying to do wrestling moves and people fucking bouncing folk out the way, fucking kicking folk, all that sort of shit, right? And he kept doing it to my eldest, and I was like, I was fucking getting more and more like, I'm going to go fucking nuts, man. And there was one guy round this fence that was just his head and his phone the whole fucking time. And I'm like, that's that fucking guy's boy. And he's not fucking doing the thing that you're supposed to do if you're a dad. Do you know what I mean? You're supposed to stop them from fucking mollicking each other. It's not playing when someone's just coming up and fucking drop kicking you every time you go on it, especially if they're fucking twice the size of them, man. Do you know what I mean? So eventually, I was like, ah, if he fucking does it one more time, I'm going to rip that guy's fucking head off, man. So it happened. He fucking ran up and done the bit. It was a good drop kick, to be fair. It was a big fucking high one, man. Fucking drop kicked my boy. So I fucking grabbed the fence and I do the jump over it. See that one? You jump on it, you bring your legs over the top and I fucking walk right over the guy. I was like, why get your fucking face out your phone and do some parenting, mate? And he goes, That's my boy there. To which I was like, oh, is it? Right, okay. So then I turned around and everybody claimed all their kids at that point because Big Showed over the top of the fucking thing and went to kill this guy. And he fucking went, everybody starts claiming all their children. And it turns out that wee boy was owned by another parent that was at the other end of the fucking park reading a fucking book. Well, he's down there kidding on his fucking Devon Dudley. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was a fucking joke. What was I talking about? So I was, that's the same. It's there all the time, man. This level of fucking anger is there all the time. But it doesn't happen as much anymore because, like, I've learnt better ways to deal with it rather than just going, everybody's a bastard, and setting fire to it. Do you know what I mean? So I mean, outside, the Asda thing, but away from the farm park now, we're back in Asda, and I'm walking out of the fucking the car park. My good lady wife was driving because I didn't drive at this point because I fucking loved the drink. So she was sitting and I went in and she goes, did you get your book? And I was like, I never got my book because the fuckers wouldn't sell me it, man. They wouldn't fucking sell me it because apparently there wasn't a fucking barcode. So then I'm telling her the story and she goes, oh, for fuck's sake, give me 2 minutes. And she went in. This was the turning point. This was one of the sometimes it takes like fucking 7 or 8 times for it to happen before I realise, man. But she went in and next thing she came out with the book, right? Plus it was like a 20% discount vouchery thing from Asda. And I was like, what the fuck happened? She goes, I just went in and was nice. I just went in and I was nice. I didn't call her a prick. I didn't say anybody was an arsehole. I didn't say fucking fuck you, Asda, and set fire to it. I didn't do any of that sort of stuff. I didn't take all the trolleys and push them through the fucking window. I didn't do any of that stuff. I just went in and I goes like that. Look, she went to the manager and she's like, my boyfriend at the time has wanted to buy this thing and he couldn't because there's not a barcode. And the person over here said that they couldn't sell it to them because there wasn't a barcode. And I don't know what's happening here. Like, and the fucking manager fixed it. Manager fixed it. I bet you're glad you stuck about for 3 episodes to find out that fucking little nugget of information. I bet you're like, oh fuck, thank fuck I can sleep now. I can sleep at night because the prick's finished that story. What the fuck was I talking about, man? What else has happened? There's another thing that's happening that before I came in, I was like, mention that thing. What the fuck was it? I've mentioned the Eggman newsletters thing. I've mentioned the stand-up thing. I've mentioned the Quinnan Library thing. I've mentioned the EP thing. I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else for me to say about any of that sort of shit. Apart from, no, I don't think there is anything else I've got to say. So I don't really know what's fucking going to happen next. Listen, tomorrow, I'm nervous. Like, I'm nervous about it. I can't lie and say that I'm not nervous about it, but there's a bit of me that thinks... David Bowie said a thing, right? David Bowie said a thing. I'd need to find it. I wanted to watch the video again. And he was talking about how when you are just far enough out of your comfort zone, when you're just far enough out, that's when special things can happen. Something like that, right? And I keep telling myself that. The reason that... I don't know why I'm so scared about it. Maybe because deep down I don't think I'm funny. Maybe there's a bit of that. Or maybe it's just having to go on stage and remembering the thing scares me. Because I'm not really good at remembering things. Do you know what I mean? And the time limit scares me. Because if they went, just got up and talk for a bit, I'd be like, right, cool, I could just go up and talk for a bit. But when people put a time limit in things, I'm like, oh fuck, I'll need to try and get through this really fucking quick. Do you know what I mean? So I'm nervous about that, but there's also a bit of me that's like, I probably should have done this years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like, I probably should have done this a long, long, long fucking time ago, rather than waiting all this time to do it. But after this, after Monday, that's it. The stand-up thing's done, which means I've released an EP, I've done stand-up, and I released a book in the same year. And then there's some other shit that I've done this year as well that I can't really even fucking remember, to be fair. But, like, I've done a lot of fucking... Have I done a lot of stuff this year? I've done a lot of new stuff. That book's a fucking big thing, to be fair. But, like, there is quite a lot of different things that I've done this year. And then next year going forward, I'm just going to spend the time building this business. Building the Walrus. Do you know what I mean? And doing that sort of thing. So, like, I'm just going to leave this here today, man. Do you know what I mean? But before I go, I want to say a couple... I want to say that. Go and sign up to my newsletter, right? There should be a bit on my website now because I still need to fix it. But, like, that's where I'm going to do a lot of this stuff. The Eggman thing and all that. I'm definitely doing it because every time I think it's a good idea, straight after I think it, I'm like, this is fucking stupid, don't do that, that's really stupid, what a stupid thing to do. And every time that happens, every time I say I'm going to do a thing, and then there's an instant voice going, don't do that, it's a fucking stupid idea, it's usually the best thing I should be doing. It's usually the thing I should be doing when I say, don't do that, it's a fucking stupid thing. That's why I should be doing it, because there's another bit of me going, don't fucking do that, which is why the stand-up things took as long as that, because I have been arguing with myself for about 2 years about whether or not I'm going to fucking do this thing, whether or not this is going to happen. And it is going to happen. That's it. It's definitely 100% happening now. So anything I'm doing in the future, the Eggman will tell you about it on the newsletter. That'll be the last you ever hear from me via the internet, via the email. I am wondering whether one day I'll do the switch and just let Eggman take over all my social media channels, but I might not do that. That might be a bit too much for people. They might be like, what the fuck is this guy all about, man? What the fuck is going on with that guy's napper? So fuck it, man. I am just going to leave this here. So thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.